Brattleboro voters will decide on town meeting day if 16 and 17-year-olds should be able to vote in local elections. And for the teenager who's been working on the ballot question, there have been some lessons learned about how slowly the wheels of democracy turn. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman explains.
Rio Dimes is 17, and she's been working on getting the youth vote question on the ballot in Brattleboro for a few years. She had all her papers in place back in November, but the town gave her the wrong information, and she missed an important deadline.
It was definitely frustrating at first, and I was kind of frustrated with the town government because at first they didn't know either about those requirements.
But like any good political operative, Dimes regrouped and figured out a way to capitalize on her loss.
This actually gave us more time to publicize it and actually get the public to know more about it, because if it was voted on in November, it was such a new issue that I doubt very many people would know about it.
I met Dimes out on a really cold afternoon where she was canvassing in front of the co-op. She says there seems to be support for the ballot question, but she's also heard from people who don't think kids should be involved in politics.
The most basic argument against it is definitely that 16-year-olds haven't stood on their own two feet. They're not involved. They're not smart enough to know about issues. But I've seen so many youth get involved with issues like this recently, whereas a lot of adults aren't involved at all and don't even know what they're going to vote on, and they don't vote at all. So I think that a lot of the arguments against the youth vote can be also applied to adults.
If the ballot question is approved on town meeting day, 16 and 17-year-olds will also be allowed to serve on the town school boards and at Brattleboro's representative town meeting. Dimes is taking classes at community college, and she'll soon be a legal voter anyway. But there might be a time when she's not even living in Brattleboro. But she's pushing hard to get the article passed.
We think it's definitely a good way to start people young and get them involved in politics. And there's also statistics that show that youth voting promotes adults to vote as well. So it promotes voter turnout in all walks of life, I believe.
Every registered voter in Brattleboro will get a chance to weigh in on the youth vote at the polls on town meeting day. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Brattleboro.